Anchor by Susan McCreary. Heat shimmered off the road. Even if her dad still lived in Brentwell Street, he mightn't be home. He could have a job. Ha, ha. Not once in 10 years had he mentioned work. 10 years since he'd left, kicked off the steelworks for constantly turning up pissed. Kicked out by her mum. His phone calls and letters, always muddled and rambling, grew less and less frequent. Until they stopped. She unfolded her grubby printout of a grid of streets. Brentwell was round the next corner. She walked along, checking off each number, until she stood outside a neat blue Fibro. Beds of flowers flanked the steps. Heavy tomatoes adorned the sunny wall. And there it was. The brass anchor door knocker. The one thing he'd taken with him. Her knock echoed hollowly. Yapping on the other side. Her heart lifted. He has a dog. If he could care for a pet. She knocked again. Not home. She sat on the top step and turned the printout over. She wrote about the baby. Due in 5 months, just before his birthday, she said. You're going to be a granddad. She'd be hitching back that afternoon. Your dog sounds cute. Here's my address in case you're ever passing. Later, back on the highway, a car pulled up. At the window, a face, thinner, bearded. But those eyes, she'd know them anywhere. Clear as clear. A grin the size of a welcome bridge. Got a feed ready. In your hop.